It is Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. Time for your quickie news update. I'm Nicole Sandler from Radio Or Not. On the line with me, Jeff Holtzman from the Talk Radio News Service at talkradionews.com. Hey there, Jeff. What's going on today?
Hey, Nicole. Well, today, obviously, in Washington, it's a little quiet. A lot of news being made around the country, especially with health care. And today, the president makes his way up to New Hampshire, where he will be giving a town hall on health care. The kind of the expectation of it is it's going to be about message shaping. I think in terms of details about the president's health care reform plan, the plan that's being debated in Congress, in the Senate and the House, I think he might get a little more specific. Look for him to add a few more details about the plan. But generally speaking, it's going to be about kind of shaping the message and getting a hold of the debate. That is has gotten a little. It's kind of trickled down to the public. The debate right now is obviously you've seen with a lot of the town hall protests lately. There's a lot of opposition to the plan. Whether or not that is strictly a grassroots thing is probably not. There's probably a lot of support for this opposition generated through interest groups and other groups affiliated with opponents of health care reform. Now, the president is probably going to address a little bit of that and just try to regain footing on the debate.
Well, I hope so, because it's gotten out of hand, and the people, and I have to disagree with you. I think the majority of it is manufactured. I think there are some people who might have legitimate concerns, but they're hurting themselves by aligning with FreedomWorks and Dick Armey and those groups and using those disruptive tactics, because what they're doing is not taking advantage of the opportunity to ask the legitimate questions that they may have, and by shouting down the congressmen and women who are holding town hall meetings, they're defeating any chance of having an intelligent, open debate on the issue.
Well, I think that to a certain extent, I agree with that. However, I think that they are bringing up legitimate issues. I mean, a lot of these protesters in, you saw the video of the man in Michigan, you saw the video of the people in New Jersey. I mean, there have been tons. But they are kind of, you know, they have concerns. They're bringing up elements of the legislation of you know, potential reform that they disagree with. Now, I think the problem right now for the Democrats and for President Obama and what they've got to make sure they do is they've got to get away from taking on making this debate about the protesters. They've got to get it back to a debate on the actual, you know, reform itself and the fact that millions of Americans are uninsured.
You know what? If the protesters would shut up and quit interrupting when the people who are holding the meetings try to answer a question or try to give out information, then they can do that. But if people just go to these meetings with the intent of disrupting and throwing the congressperson off their game and rattling them, then we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, I think what you're seeing right now is, you know, and if you've watched these videos, you'll notice that a lot of the people who are protesting are older, mostly white.
Who are bussed in from other districts who are just doing the bidding of the big insurance companies.
Well, my point is I think that a lot of them have concerns about specific elements of the legislation. Specifically, you look at the hospice care.
Hospice care?
Yeah, the hospice care. You look at what Sarah Palin referred to as the death panels, whether or not she's right to do that.
Hold on a second, Jeff. Whether or not she's right to do that, there are death panels now, except they're held by insurance companies who will call in the family of somebody in intensive care and say, I'm sorry, your mother's policy only covers 30 days of ICU. So would you like to take her HTD, which means home to die? And or they're given the choice of basically mortgaging everything they own in order to pay the cost to cover more than 30 days in ICU. There's your death panel. There's no such thing in this legislation. And I wonder, I don't know where you're coming from with this.
Well, I would say, Nicole, that there are a couple provisions for increased care. There's death with dignity programs. That's not the official terminology in the bill, but there is money and there are provisions in the legislation. I mean, this is a 1,200-page bill.
There are provisions for end-of-life counseling. There are provisions for you to talk to your doctor about setting up a living will so that insurance will pay for that consultation. That is not a death panel by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, like I said, I don't think that it might have not been the best way to put it. From Sarah Palin, but there are those on the right, including Sarah Palin, who put it that way, and I think that the people who are protesting at these town halls have kind of taken that and run with it, and that's what they're objecting to. Now,
well, then they need to shut up and get informed and understand what's in the legislation.
I think you got to give a number of congressmen, including Arlen Specter, credit. I think they've handled it pretty well, but I think that with the administration right now, and the reason the president will be in New Hampshire, and the reason he'll be giving a couple other town halls this week is to kind of get the debate back in on proper footing and kind of move away from the town hall protests and you know the name calling and stuff like that, and get it back to the issue of insuring Americans, and I think that's what they're going to be trying to do.
Well, I hope so, but it's not up to the people who are holding these meetings. It's up to the groups that are being bussed in with the distinct instructions to disrupt the meetings and not to have intelligent discourse and not to ask legitimate questions, but to disrupt it and get loud and get noisy and drown out the person who's trying to speak and not let them make their point. And that's what I'm saying. If they would just ask a reasonable question, like, is there such a thing as a death panel? What I'm hearing from Sarah Palin and the nut jobs on the right, is this true? If they would ask those questions, then maybe we can have some intelligent discourse. But that's not what's happening, and it's not up to Obama. I mean, he can try as hard as he wants to try to get this back on track, but it's up to these right-wing fringe groups to stop trying to disrupt the meetings.
Well, I do think that the president must kind of revert the debate to a discussion on the issues because, you know, he has
that's what he's been trying to do.
Got to do a little bit of damage control, and the reason is because, you have Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer come out the other day and use the term un-American.
They never said that. You know, Jeff, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're listening to. I guess
it was an op-ed in USA Today.
Did not say un-American. They said trying to disrupt town hall meetings is maybe un-American behavior. They didn't call these people un-American. The whole process behind a town hall is to have an open and honest debate on topics, not this coming in and disrupting and trying to throw the person off their game and trying to not allow them to disseminate real information. That is un-American.
Well, Nicole, first of all, they did use the term un-American in that op-ed. Now, if you call it un-American behavior or whatever, they did use that term. But look, I got to say, I mean, both parties are really employing this tactic. It's not just the Republicans behind this. I mean, if you looked into what happened in St. Louis, there was a town hall in St. Louis a couple days ago. Members of SEIU, who is traditionally
a
liberal backing
organization, have you watched the video,
actually beat up one of the protesters.
Have you watched the video?
I'm sorry?
Have you watched the video? That's their claim. I don't think you have. Because the guy who then went to the hospital, who, by the way, didn't have insurance, so guess who gets to pick up that bill, he was walking around just fine. In fact, he wasn't hit at all.
I don't think you watched the video. Right in the aftermath of the man getting beat up and a woman.
In the aftermath of the man getting beat up. So you didn't see him getting hit. You got it all wrong.
Well, Nicole, all the news media reports basically chronicle the fact that the guy was beat up and at the hands of SEIU, people who were there on behalf of SEIU. So, you know, you've got that. You've got these new Craigslist ads that are basically, we'll basically pay you money to show up at these town halls and shout down those that are shouting down the congressmen. So I think that the fact that supporters of healthcare reform are resorting to addressing the people who are quote unquote shouting down their elected officials. I don't think that's the way to go.
Quote unquote shouting down their elected officials, huh? Jeff, I got to say, all right, okay. What else is going on? We're not going to agree on this one.
I don't think we're going to agree on this. Well, otherwise, it's a pretty slow day, although there is a possibility that the House may strike the appropriations for these four new jets in the defense appropriations bill when they come out of recess. Appropriations Chairman John Murtha said yesterday that he'd be open to striking it if the Defense Department agrees to not go ahead with that. So, you know, they originally had four jets for the DOD in the appropriations bill. Both sides are claiming that the other ordered four additional jets, which would have brought an additional $550,000 cost. Once the public got a hold of this, fiscal Democrats, once they got a hold of this, it became a firestorm. So look for that to probably get scrapped when the House comes back.
Good. I hope so. All right. Jeff Holtzman from the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Well, I guess sometimes I'll agree with the correspondent from Talk Radio News, and sometimes I won't. All right. I hope you'll join me tonight on Air America Radio. We've got a great show coming up for you. We'll speak with Mark Carlin, the editor-in-chief and publisher of BuzzFlash.com, Dr. Margaret Flowers of Physicians for National Healthcare Program, who is a huge single-payer advocate. She'll be joining us. And a listener suggestion for a guest, Tim Wise, who, among other books, is author of Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama. And, I have a feeling that is at the root of a lot of the nonsense going on at these town hall meetings. That's tonight on Air America Radio, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. Until then, I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for listening, radio or not.